Elizabeth Coffey Williams' apartment is cozy. She just moved in a few days ago, but she already has a candle flickering in the living room and art on the walls.
This is a studio proof from Janis Joplin's last photo shoot with Francesco Scavola.
Williams is a transgender woman and an actress who appeared in John Waters films. She says LGBT people can frequently feel shunned or unsafe in some environments. Here, she says,
it's lovely. It's comfortable. I feel very safe. A lot of thought has been put into creating this community. Housing like this for LGBT people of a certain age is really necessary nationwide.
Downstairs, a moving crew loads boxes into the elevator for a new resident. Sitting in the community room around the corner, Mark Siegel beams with pride. He was determined to make this place a reality so that members of the LGBT community who've been through so much and who fought for the freedoms the community now enjoys would have a nice, safe place to go as they enter their golden years.
If in the 1960s you came out publicly, you had the good possibility that your family would disown you. So many seniors, as we all know, depend on their family structure for aid when they become seniors. That disappears.
Ann Siegel says for people who were openly gay in the 1960s,
the chance of getting a decent job were nil, and a job with retirement benefits. So therefore, your income was decreased. And so therefore, when you get to be that golden age of 62 to 65, you're in trouble.
The door of Michael Palombaro's apartment has a wreath with the word welcome.
I've lost a lot of friends, you know, due to the AIDS crisis. And so I wanted to be around other seniors, you know, who have my background and experience, because they're hard to find these days. You know, a lot of us are dead.
Palombaro is 70 years old and has been living with HIV for 27 of those years. He says he's already making friends here and running into old ones. He says this place was clearly constructed with seniors in mind, including grab bars and the low entrance into the shower.
Laundry room right here on the first floor. There's no stairs for me to climb. I've had problems with falls in the last couple of years on stairs because I have peripheral neuropathy, and sometimes I guess I just don't lift my feet enough and I catch a stair.
Palombaro says he's really looking forward to the senior programming he'll get to participate in here. He dreams of movie nights, game nights, and other opportunities for socialization, including maybe even Thanksgiving dinner.
You know, we could have birthday parties here, you know, anniversaries. Maybe we'll have a wedding here. Who knows?
For WHYY News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler.